tell me how you were feeling when that lovely cross from Adam Lafondra came in at Ipswich last week. I think we were all thinking, this is the one Bennick's been waiting for.
Yeah, it was a very good cross. Everyone knows Alf changed the game when he came on. I enjoyed playing with him. He's a good guy in and around the change room. He's a good guy to talk to and to play with on the pitch as well. So as soon as he went down the wing, I just thought, I know Alf is going to be looking for me. And it was a great cross. And all I had to do was just head it into the back of the net. And it gave us the equalising goal. And it was a very tough place to go to Ipswich. It was probably one of the harder games I've played for Wolves. But any team, I think, would have taken a draw out there. Especially the way our season's gone. I think a few of the boys were saying if that was 4 or 5 weeks ago, we probably could have lost that 2-1 and just said we were unlucky. But it just shows how much we're coming along. And we're a young team and we're going to make mistakes, but I think we're not that far away. We just need to keep improving week in, week out on the training ground and on Saturdays and Tuesdays on match days.
Yeah, it was a very good draw and well earned. How are you doing? Because there have been some hard yards at times this season.
It's been hard for fans, or I don't know, but for me it hasn't really been hard. I'm just trying to help myself and help the team as much as I can. I know I didn't score for 5 games, but I never thought about it. I've never lost sleep or anything. I don't understand why people think it's been hard or I've been on a drought or whatever, but if I've been on a drought, then the whole team's been on a drought because we scored 1 goal in the last 3 games.
It's because you scored a bag of goals last season, that's what.
I know, yeah, and I don't feel like I'm being scapegoated or anything because it doesn't affect me or anything. But at the same time, it's a team game. You know, if I don't score and we win every game, I used to say this last season, I wouldn't have a problem. So it's not about me not scoring. It was the fact that we weren't winning or drawing and things like that. So that's never been a problem. I think Birmingham, I didn't have a great game, but we won 2-0 and I went home and I was really happy. So it's not just about me scoring goals or not. It's just about the team winning. And That was the only problem I had. But if I score, I score. I want to score every game, but if I don't and we win, that's just as fine as long as we get the 3 points.
Of course, and people will understand that. But equally, you will understand because as soon as you come into a club and score a load of goals, you become quite a high-profile guy. So when the top scorer goes off early in a couple of games, people worry if you're all right.
Yeah, of course, I understand that. But at the same time, I've still got 8 goals and I think Joe was saying to me, I'm the fourth top goal scorer in the league, sure. And we're not in the top half of the table, and we haven't been created as many chances as we'd like. So I think I've had a good season personally in front of goal, even though, as you said, I didn't score in the last 5 games or so. But as I said, I've never been worried about it. I've never thought about it. I just want us to keep working as a team, growing. As I said, we've got a young squad, and as soon as we start winning games again, I think we're going to go on a good run. And that should start on Saturday against MK Dons.
Sure, absolutely. And people say, is a cliche that people say a lot, when a guy like you scores one goal, that might be the thing that sparks off and he scores a load of others. But it doesn't sound like you've been too bothered anyway. You've been feeling quite good.
Yeah, I haven't been too bothered about when I score and if I score. It's just every single game that I play, I want to score for the team and I want us to win. And if I don't score Saturday and we win, I'll take that now. It's not about me. It's never been about me, but I know I understand for fans or media or whatever, when someone scores a lot of goals and then you go on a bit of a run, you don't score, it's easy to say, oh, it's a story in itself. You see Harry Kane, he didn't score for, I think, the first 10 games and now he's probably the second or third top goal scorer in the Premiership. So it just shows that it's a long, long season, and if you keep working hard and have self-belief, then the time comes when you'll start scoring again. But I don't think, as they say, class is permanent, isn't it? And hopefully I can start scoring goals again for the team and we can start winning.
You're playing with and around good players. Obviously, it's unfortunate that Nwadiko is injured. Yeah. But there are players of different styles around you now. Is that demanding more from you to play in? We've seen different formations and different partnerships. And you say Adam Lafondra was on part of the game last week. Grant Holt is around. There have been various setups. Is that working for you? Are you learning more that way by having to work in all these different ways?
Yeah, of course. I think at my age, at 22, I'm always learning. And it's good that the manager's played me sometimes as a 10, he's played me as a 9, he's played me up front by myself, he's played me with a partner. And I want to learn all these positions because wherever you are in your career, you want to know what different systems and different managers, how they think. And it's worked because I think the players that I play with now are not as quick and powerful as Nwadiko and Saka were, but they're different in sense of intelligence in positioning runners, and they try to link up more than Saka and Nua, where they can go on individual runs and beat 3 or 4 players. So it's a different type of players. But
so that demands different things from you, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And sometimes maybe they need me to show for feet or to link up or to close down a bit more, but I'm still learning all this stuff, and the manager keeps talking to me about it, Joe keeps talking to me about it, and the older players in the squad talk to me about it. So as I said, I'm only 22 and things are not always going to be great for me, and I'm just trying to work hard to improve my game in all different aspects.
So when people say, as you often hear them say, where is so-and-so player's best position, he's best playing as a 9 or a 10 or whatever it might be, from your point of view, you're saying, I need to play in all these different positions. Is that right?
It depends on which game it is and against what opponents. And the manager spoke to me and he said that he'll always look at the other team first before he decides where he's going to play me or play other players and the players he's going to play. And I think that's like, that's the same with every manager, to be honest. They don't just say, this is my squad, this is my team, and that we'll be playing against a top side or a poor side. I think managers always look at the opponents first. But to be honest, I've enjoyed playing number 9 and number 10. And a lot of people have said to me, why are you playing number 10 this season? But they don't realise that I was playing number 10 last season when I was playing with Noah Dicker, when he used to run in behind and I used to get the ball feet.
So the benefit for you is you're learning all these different positions, which is hopefully making you a better player.
Yeah, of course. And that's it. I don't think the manager or anyone here would purposely try and make me or anyone a bad player.
Of course.
So whatever the manager decides and whatever the system manager decides, it's always for the benefit of the team and for myself. So I have to respect that as a player. And to be honest, at my stage in my career, as long as I'm playing, I'm happy.
Sure.
I want to be playing every game. And a team like Wolves, I have the confidence of my players, my teammates and the manager, which is great. And that's what I've always wanted.